We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. A little maisa about Min Apikarus. Ima Shalom was a suda of Rabbi Eliezer. Ima Shalom was the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, and she was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Ach say the Rabbi Gamliel, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Havahu philosopher. There was this philosopher or someone who was stargazer. Who is Apikaris, Bishivuse, who's in the neighborhood? They have a shokel, Shmo, Lemakabal Shechta. He was a stickler, a dayan, he was a stickler, a judge. And he's telling everyone, by the way, I never accept Shechad. Me, my Chashav, a guy, a stargazer, I would never take Shechad. I know everything, I paskin without accepting any bribes. He doesn't accept bribes, he said. So, So Ime Shalom, the wife of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel, decided they're going to try to play a shtick on him and to expose him for his lies and that he accepts bribes. What they do? Aile Shraga Dahava. She brought him, one day, a nice fine day, she brought him a beautiful gold menorah. It's expensive, present. Brought him a gold menorah. Va'ozel Lekameh. And then she went in front of him together with Rabbi Gamliel, her brother. Amrulay. And she told him, we have a shayla, a Yerusha problem here. I want to split the Yerusha of our family. Me and my brother, Ragmil, we want to split the Yerusha. Amalu plugu. So why don't you split it? Amalei, no. Ksivlon, it says in our Torah, Mokim bra, Bartle Siris. Mokim is a son. A daughter does not Yerush. So, I can't get it. Even Shalom said, I'm not getting Yerusha. Amalei. So this stargazer answered, from the day we got from the Churban Beis Mikdash, it's not lesser rice at the Moshe. The Torah was put to the side. We got the New Testament. We got the new sefer. We have a new sefer now, and the new sefer it says v'ksivbe bra ubarta kechada yarson. It says a son and daughter are Yerish. They equal. They split the inheritance equally. Lamachar, okay, that was today. Lamachar, hoda ayale ihu chamer luba. The next day, Rabbi Gamliel brings him a very good donkey, a luba donkey. We had it before. Chamer luba is a very chashva donkey. So amar lahu. So then they came to ask the shayla again, to follow up on the shayla. So he tells them, shvil sefer safra, go to the end of the sefer. Because I know lo lebefkes on a rice to my I'm not coming to. Either sefer, the sefer saying, I'm not coming to be saying anything less than the Torah's Moshe. Only la sufer, el la sufer la rise to Moshe. I want to add on to it, Asisi. Or some gear says, veloy la sufer, v'ksiv bay, and it says in the Torah, mokin bra ba'at la seris. When there's a son, no daughter. So he changed his mind. So a little fishy over here. He changed his mind the next day, and it may have something to do with the bribes. So they each, said something to show everyone how this judge accepts brides. Amra, she said, like, Nahar Nahara Kishraga, let your light shine like a lamp. You see the lamp there? Your brain should shine like that. So he was trying to tell everyone, look, you see that little lamp there? I brought that one. And Amra Gamil, Asya Chamra Bata Shraga. He said, my donkey came and smashed up your little lamp. My bribe was better. My bribe knocked out your bribe. B'kid said they exposed him how he accepted bribes and he changed his psak as he went along. Sokta Gemara Vaita. It says in our Mishnah that ksuvim, you don't read ksuvim on Shabbos. You can't read ksuvim. We say ksuvim is yashirim, kehelas, mishlei. Why don't you read ksuvim? So the Mishnah says, because of bitl beis hamedrash. Because bitl beis hamedrash, you don't read ksuvim on Shabbos. So Gemara's have a discussion about that. Sokta Gemara. Primaan kairim. Omar Rav. Lois Shonu, this din, they now read Ksuvim on Shabbos, that was Man Beis HaMedrash. Only means the time of the Beis HaMedrash, because Beis HaMedrash, before the Suda, they used to darshan and tell them a lot of halachas, and therefore, we didn't want them learning Ksuvim to get fachapt with the Ksuvim, we want them to listen to the drasha, and therefore, you're not allowed to learn Ksuvim on. Shloi Vizman Beis HaMedrash, Karim. Shloi Vizman Beis HaMedrash, as we said, means after Achila, where they may be a little intoxicated, therefore, they didn't give drashas of Isvahat anymore, they don't want drashas. A lot of people took a nap then. And that time, you're allowed to learn Ksuvim. Why? Because it's not going to be Bitl Beis HaMedrash. Anyway, people weren't giving Shurim then. That's Rav Shita. Shmuel Amar, Afil Shloi Vizman Beis HaMedrash, and Karim. There's a loy plug. They said, don't be Karim Ksuvim on Shabbos. Even Shloi Vizman Beis HaMedrash, because they don't want you to do it B'Shas Beis HaMedrash, and you come to miss the Shir. That's what Shmuel says. Break the Marini, for Nadoi asked you to Shmuel. Nadoi was the city of Shmuel, however. When Nadoi, Paski Sidra of Ksuvim and Chasa. They used to lay in half Tyra. Pashup Shala means they lay in half Tyra of Ksuvim by Mincha on Shabbos. There's a Taisus before in Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph that Dira Gemara's master has no half Tyra. And the Taisus brings down a Gemara Megillah. It says that by Mincha on Shabbos, Aim Maftir and Benavi. So Taisus asks, Ma Gemara, you see the word Maftir? He did Maftir. So Taisus answers, no, Aim Maftir and Benavi, but the word Maftir by Ksuvim. That's what Taisus wants to answer, Bottom of Chav Dalam and Aleph. Akaponim, the question is that Shmuel allowed in his city, they lain haftira, they lain ksuvim. You see, they do lain ksuvim. Even though Shlomo is not Meis Medrash, it's the Mincha time, but still, Shmuel said they never lain ksuvim. So how does it stem? So Gemara, okay, we'll change Shmuel. The whole issue is only in the Beis Medrash itself. After in your house, after Shlomo Mokam Beis Medrash, you're carrying a lot of re-ksuvim. It's only in the Beis Medrash where they're giving the shear, so you're going to miss the shear. But in your house, anyway, you're not listening to the shear, then you're allowed to lay in ksuvim. Shmuel Amar, Beve Mokam Beis Medrash, Ben Shloy Mokam Beis Medrash, you're not allowed to lay in ksuvim, you're not allowed to read ksuvim. But all this is Dafka Bezman Beis Medrash and Kerim. But Shloy Bezman Beis Medrash, if it's not Bezman Beis Medrash, which means it's later on in the afternoon, after Zman Shechrus, after the Yom is already finished the Suda, then Kerim, you could read ksuvim, even according to Shmuel. And it stems with all the Shmuel, but Shmuel Tamei, the Ben Aradoi, Pasak, Sidr, Ksuvim, Mechas, and Shabsa. And now it stems good with Shmuel, that in Aradoi, they're laying Ksuvim in the afternoon, because there was Shloi Bezman, based Hamedrish. And which stems with Fi Rav also, doesn't mean Dafkala Tamei, it means that it stems with Shmuel, it's not a steer. Zog to Gemara, Rav Ashi has a different terrace. No, Loi Lom Kedamaron. Avad, like we said before, that the Allah is, or Shmuel was trying to bring out that there is a man, the Yomah holds, that you're not allowed to lane Ksuvim the whole day, even by Mincha time. Loi Lom Kedamaron. The Shmuel was just saying like Rav Nechemya. Avad, the Shmuel himself doesn't pass it with Nechemya, therefore in his city, they lane the Ksuvim for Mincha. But Shmuel was saying there is a man, the Yomah holds, that the whole day is Aser. And not because of Shemi Yamashik, but for a different reason. For Shmuel Rav Nechemya, and not because you get fachap to miss the drasha, for a different reason, like Rav Nechemya, Tanya. This Tanakh says, even though it says you're not allowed to read ksuvim, I was shayin behem. You could learn the Torah Shavapeh of them, which means the medrashim, but darshim behem, and you could also darshin in it. Shoinim and darshin, Rashi has medrash, shir hashir mekehelas, and also you could darshin like drashas and say psukkim there. Nitzchok l'pasuk, maybe you're right, but you need a pasuk, you read it. You just can't sit down and have a say there on that. Omrav Nechemya, Nechemya adds on more. Prima omrav kisvei koresh in koreim behem, you know the reason you don't read kisvei koresh on Shabbos? Kadesh yomri kisvei koresh in koreim v'koshkim stari deitis. In order that we shouldn't read stari deitis. So if we shouldn't read stari deitis, they said you're not allowed to read ksuvim, shir hashirim the whole entire day of Shabbos, so you shouldn't come to read stari deitis. That was the reason why they made that takana. Shmuel didn't pass Rav Nechemya in the city, but Rav Nechemya, I said, they had to make a gzeira. You shouldn't read Kisei Kodesh, so you shouldn't read a story like this. What story like this? So Rashi says, either means like cheshbonos, like in a business documents, or it means even letters that are Shilah Shalom. And Tosfos talks about this extensively, and Tosfos says that maybe that wouldn't be usher, because you have to know what's going on, maybe it's Pekuach Nefesh. But from this Gemara, you see a lot of, this is really the sugya, it's not so clear, but there's a issa of Koshtari Adaitis, and Taisa says that's for sure, to read Sifrei Mechamas, like to read, you know, certain Goyusha novels or Mechamas, Taisa says for sure, Aser, and he says, anyway, it's Aser, Vafil Bechoyal, Loyada Rimi Hitter, the Havlik Moshe of Leitzim. It's like Moshe Leitzim to read it, but Akaponim, it's on Shabbos, definitely, there's an issa of story adaitis, which it's sort of a big shayla about reading magazines and newspapers. There's a lot of matirim for that, because you could enjoy it and you want to know what's going on. It's not really negay you and different things. You have to ask your local rabbi exactly the halacha of story adaitis, which is not very clear, but this is one of the makaris here. This Gemara Rashi Taisis right here is one of the main makaris for the sugya of story adaitis. Zok the Gemara Vayit, go invite in the Mishnah, what you're allowed to be matzil, what you're allowed to save from a dleika. Zok the Mishnah, matzilim tik ha-sefer ma-sefer. Not only allowed to save a sefer Torah or tefillin, you're even allowed to save the mantle that's around it. The tik ha-tefillin ma-tefillin, the little tefillin bag with the tefillin. The af ha-pish yesh b'soich ha-moyis, even though there's money in it. Even though there's money in it, still you're allowed to be matzil, the tik with the money in it. You're not mechuyev to shake it out. You're not mechuyev to shake it out. And pashup shad is not really muksa because it's a bosses of a usher of a heter. And even if it is, they allowed you to cover the sefer, they allowed you to pull the tick out, and you don't have to shake the money out, you allowed to save it, you know, there's money in it. And the Gemara will just say a few things about that, Besech HaDvar, we'll see soon. L'hecha Matzilin, my son. Now, going back on the whole time to Mishnayos, where do you save these sefer Torah, sefer Kodesh? L'mavu she'en mafolosh. Dafka ta'mavu, that's not mafolosh. And we'll see what that means in the Gemara on tomorrow's daf. Ben b'seiro ima aflo mafolosh. You can save it even to a mavu mafolosh. So, it says by Sefer Torah, you can bring it to Mechlekes Mava Inu Fulish, Mava Fulish, and we'll see Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara. The Gemara will explain that. But first, we're going to handle the first line where it says that you let us save the case that's holding the Sefer Torah, even if there's money in it. So, Gemara is going to bring down a different price at the Sefer somewhere, and from the tinyus between the two Tanoim there, we see a Sheikh Estar Mishnah. So, the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, Abba Asa Shchalis B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos. Now, halacha is that you bring the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach, and you eat it that night. So, the halacha is, it's Doicha Shabbos, since that's the Zman of the carbon, it is Doicha Shabbos. But, as El Isser, the Raisa, one of the Lama Tess halachas is Avshata, to be Mafshit, to take off the skin, to skin the hide off the behemoth. Now, you need a certain, a minimal amount of skinning, because you have to take out the Emurim to bring on the Mizbech. But anything more than that, already it could be extra, it could be you can't do that. So let's see. Tanabon, Abba Asa Shchalis B'Shabbos. The 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, Chalas on Shabbos. Mafshitim Sa Pesach Al Achaza. They skin the Karm Pesach until it's breast of Rabbi Shmuel. V'noi Shem B'yechem and break. That's the holes, but you can't do any more. You just have to go till there to get the Emurim out, get the things out, the fats and the livers, everything out that you want to be makriv. But more than that, you can't do. Even though, if you leave it on, it might ruin the meat and get spoiled, but you know, I'll do that. It's Shabbos. The Chomer and Mavshit, it was cool, you take the whole thing off. So, we understand. You have to go to the Chazor, the Sabbath, the Tzara Kavaya. You have to take it off till there to be able to get the Emurim out. Bonon, my time of why in the world is a mutter to be Mavshit the whole animal? We're talking about Shabbos over here. And it's not Tzara Kavaya. It's not Tzara Kavaya. You get out the Emurim if it goes to the Chazor. Everything you should do for Hashem, for His good, for Hashem's will, to be Mekadosh Hashem, L'kvoidei Rashas, for His covet. This is called Tzorech Gavaya, Tzorech Hashem. Why? Because why am I pulling off the whole skin? So the meat should not get spoiled. If the skin sits on it, the hide sits on it, it makes it very warm. And the meat, which is Hashem's present to us, that we're going to eat from Hashem's carbon, to get spoiled. So Kadesh Lo Yasriach, we allowed you to peel the whole thing off. Rav Amar, Shlo Yikot Yishmayim Atom Knevela. When it's sitting there with half a skin, it looks like a shtickle nevela. And Kot Yishmayim does not look shtickle nevela. And you let every Doicha Shabbos for Kot Yishmayim, even like that. My benai, what's the daf given to you? Two reasons, Rav Yosef and Rav's reason. Ik benai, the monach apsara da hava. If it's sitting very nicely on a gold table, so then it doesn't look like a nevela. So there, you only have the reason of Shem Yasriach. So if you're Rav Yosef or Shem Yasriach, you'll be allowed to schlep it, pull it off, skin it. The fear Rava that you can't do that, then that it's not Shem Yasriach, the reason that's a nevela. Here, it's sitting on a golden table, it doesn't look like a nevela. Doesn't look like an avela, then you will not be able to skin it. There's one after. Meaning, now you're in the Astana. On a day that has northern wind, Rash learns, Rash is much of which type of wind it is, but it's a day where it's not going to get spoiled. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's perfect temperature. It won't get spoiled. So if it's Shema Yisriach, you don't have that. But the other reason of Nevela, you will have. So that's the Rabbanan Shita called Paul Shalom Amneo. Says you'll have to rip the whole thing off because Shema Yisriach, or it shouldn't look like an avela. What does Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rech and Breaker do with the Pasuk of Pal Shem Lamanehu? Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rech and Breaker, Hi Pal Shem Lamanehu, my Avalei, what is with that Pasuk? Shlo Yoytzi Es Amurim Koydim Avshat Asar. So that Pasuk tells us that you're even allowed to pull it off till the Chazer. Because you could have said that I'll make a hole in the stomach and pull out the Amurim. Kamash V'lon, call Pal Shem Lamanehu, then I'm allowed to skin the animal until the breast. My timer. Why Taka? Why Taka don't you make a hole and pull out the Amurim? Make a little operation here and take out the Amurim. My time. What's Hakam Shat Nat? Because it has like little hairs on the skin. If you cut it that way, some hairs will get into the Emurim. And therefore, we didn't allow you to do. We said, Paul, you're allowed to pull the skin off to the Chaza. Omram Chisto, Omar Okmar Okva. Maya Hadley Chaver, Rosh Mom, 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 Ros That pasuk is telling us that you pull it off to the chaza. So who said that you could take it so vite to pull off the whole thing? So what are they taina? So the Marokko said, this is our bottom taina back. If you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah out with its bag, which the bag is no purpose whatsoever, so the nafshes are Pesach Ma'ira, you shouldn't be mafshes a Pesach from the Ar. For sure it's better than that. And Rashi learns, even though it has money inside it, and because of Kavod HaSefer, which is Tzarech Gevaya, we let you bring out the money. So here, for sure, which is even more Tzarech Gevaya, because it shouldn't get spoiled, of course you're allowed to do that. So the Gemara, no, me dummy, Hassam, Tiltal, there's a child of Tiltal books on the money. Hacha Malacha, it's a Malacha Teraisa. And Mehecha Teza, here should be Mutter, because you allow there to tell the Muksa of Tzarech Sefer Torah, doesn't mean he allow here to do a Issa Teraisa for this. So I don't understand your time that you're saying, Rabbanan tining back. Okay, we'll stop over here, Metz Hashem, we'll continue with tomorrow's daf.